Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to another episode of the Pop-Off Podcast. This week we are joined with Darshan Alia and we talk about Cara Baskin's return to television and all the drama surrounding that, Harry Styles' brand new acting career, and the woman who got Greg's logo tattooed on her body. Fair play to the woman, props. I'm really praying she gets free sausage rolls for life. Hello darling, how are you doing today?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm not too bad. It's been a week. It's been a week, to say the least.
It's been a year, hon.
It's been a year. It's been a year, it's been a month, it's been a week, and it's midday and it's been a day already.
Exactly. But we moved.
We moved. I'm ready. I'm actually, do you know what? I'm actually really looking forward to winter now.
I agree with you, you know. I feel like there's three more months left and it's like, it's time to smash out those three more months.
And I feel like it got hot really early this year, so I feel like summer's been going on for ages. I feel like it's been like, basically, the whole summer's been quarantined. Like, it's been, do you know what I mean? Ever since it's gotten hot is when everything started, like, getting bad. So I'm ready. I feel like winter's a fresh start, new chapter.
I agree with you completely. Let's hope so, because it's weird that this year has been going, honey.
New chapter, but a lot. We can keep our fingers crossed that it's a good chapter and not a repeat of the previous chapter.
Exactly.
But anyway, today, I mean, it's been a pretty busy week in terms of celebrity news. Cardi B this week has filed for divorce from Offset.
Ciao.
I mean, that relationship's always been a mess from the get-go. I remember there was a point, because they've had so many cheating rumours, cheating debacles, if you will, in the past.
Yeah.
And I remember there was a point, I can't remember what it was, if she was maybe doing like one of her first performances, like one of her like big first performances on at an award show, or maybe she was collecting an award, and he like came on stage in the middle of all the cheating scandal to like apologize to her and like take away
her. I just embarrassed her. I'm sorry, but when I saw that, I was like, how dare he? How dare he absolutely embarrass her? But I guess men will be men.
Men will be men.
Men will be men.
Men has always been men and men will always be men. But
exactly.
I feel so sorry for her, but I feel so sorry for him. I cannot imagine actually going for a divorce and having every single person in the world invested in it and like waiting to find out new details. Like, it's not even just a breakup. It's a whole divorce with a kid that every single person wants to know about and is like questioning about.
And everyone seems to know everything about their whole marriage. I'm just like, are you in the marriage with them? I'm really confused. I'm so confused.
Literally, I feel like I feel like Cardi's a very public person. Like, Cardi's always on Instagram Live. Cardi's always doing stuff on Twitter. Like, she's not a private person.
No, at all. She wants everyone to know about her life, her sex life, her everything.
A WAP.
Like, okay. Yeah, the WAP.
She wants everyone to know about her WAP. But then there's also culture involved, but she has, Cardi's pushing for, I'm not a law student. I don't know the correct terminology. So, allegedly, because I ain't trying to get sued by Cardi B, I think it's called primary custody state. I think that's what its like official name is. So like Cardi's gonna take custody of Culture, hopefully. Well, that's what she's pushing for. But they're cute. I think Cardi's like, well, I mean, you can only really tell from Instagram, so I mean, it's not exactly like I'm sat in Cardi's house seeing how their relationship actually is, but from Instagram, Cardi seems like a really good mother.
Yeah, she does actually. And I'm just at that whole scenario, I'm just like, I don't even know.
I can never imagine, like,
it's a lot.
I would never, ever, ever want to, like, have people that invested in my private relationships.
It's like, a divorce is enough, a man cheating on me is enough, but then you have the whole wide world talking about my whole life on the internet, okay? It's a lot, it's a lot.
Over in America, it was the first week of Dancing with the Stars. Now, the lineup this year is like an actual fever dream. like, I don't know if you've seen it, but like, I think, right, who have they got? They've got Nelly.
Wow. And oh, yeah, I did see a clip on Twitter of him dancing to his own song, which I thought was hilarious. Nelly would be Nelly.
Yeah, they have Sky Jackson. And most bizarrely, they have Carol Baskin. I mean, I never actually watched Tiger King.
I never watched it either, so we're both in the same boat.
I mean, I just, like, Twitter is my source of information for much everything. Like, to me, Twitter is my news. Twitter is, like, anything I see on Twitter, I believe. Anything I see on Twitter is true. It's just
my fountain of knowledge. And then that whole thing happened during lockdown with the TikTok and the song that went around. That's how I knew what that was.
But anyway, so it all started to kick off. So Carol Baskin did a performance, did a dance. It was all great. And then it cut to an ad break in Dancing with the Stars. So it was like an advert after her dance. Mm. The guy who died, or allegedly died, their family bought an advert in the ad break after her dance to be like, do you know what's happened to him? Is Carol Baskin involved? Like, if you have any information, please help. Whoa.
2020 will throw anything at you, and it's very clear at this point, because what the hell?
I when I saw that, I was literally like, Jesus Christ. Like, I mean, first of all, I mean, if they want to find out, that's a smart, they're making smart moves. But I was just shook. I was like, this is, I mean, 2020's thrown a lot of curveballs, but someone asking, someone questioning the death of their family member, and accusing someone on Dancing with the Stars in the ad break of Dancing with the Stars. Like, I don't even know. I don't. You couldn't write this.
How did I even miss that? Like, yeah. I missed that completely.
It sounds like a plot line out of like something like Waterloo Road.
It's true.
Waterloo Road always had the maddest storylines. Like, it was in one episode, there would be about like two deaths and arresting for like drug dealing.
It's so true. Like, they try to fit anything in 40 minutes or 45 minutes, however long it went on for.
It's like 45 minutes, like one student of that school goes through more than anybody does in an entire lifetime. That was a good show, though.
I thought it was a good show as well.
I would love something like that back now. Like, we don't, like, there's nothing really on TV which is like that anymore.
But then it'll be so dramatic, I think everyone will complain about it.
Yeah.
It'll literally just be like, okay, so now four people have died, and, right, how do we process this in 2020?
I feel like back then in, like, 2012, or it wasn't even 2012, I don't even know what it was, but we were, like, more naive. We would just, like, go along with it, but now social media has made everyone too aware. Like, they're like, this isn't realistic now.
It's true. Like, everyone's too woke.
We've watched, like, Zoella's weekly vlogs. We know what actually happens in people's day-to-day lives. Four people dying in 1 week. Where was Waterloo Road set, actually? I'm really feeling northern accents from them.
I was confidently going to say, oh yeah, it was in London, but
that's
really probably not.
It's so typical, like, Londoner, just assume everything is set around London.
Yeah. That's me. Like, the whole world revolves around London. I'm just like, actually, no, let me just bring that back.
Harry Styles is making a return to acting. So in a brand new film coming up called Don't Worry, Darling, he is joining the cast after, I never know how to pronounce it, it's Shia LaBeouf. Isn't that how you say it?
Shia LaBeouf, yeah.
He dropped out due to scheduling conflicts. So I think this is the first thing he's done since, was it Dunkirk? That historical, I didn't know anything to do with
I didn't watch that, hon. He said historical, I was like, okay, I definitely didn't watch that.
Anything that is set prior to 2000 will not be watched by me.
Me neither.
I can't even watch films older. Like, this is the most shallow thing that I was ever going to say, but I can't even watch films that were filmed before 2000. It feels like olden days.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't even watched films like The Breakfast Club or any of those. It's just all too old for me. When it comes to films, actually, as a whole, I don't really like watching films which aren't realistic, like Marvel, superheroes, any of that.
Oh, no, I like Marvel.
Really?
I like that kind of, like, when you come out of the cinema and it's like, wow, what did I just watch? Like, I like that kind of movie. I don't like too realistic because it's just like, this is my everyday, like, well, not my everyday because I normally put twists and turns, but I like a little Marvel. You know that feeling when you come out of the cinema and it's like, wow, and I need to change my life because something great happened in a movie.
I haven't been to the cinema in so long. cinemas hit different when it's like November. It's dark at like 5 p.m. You go watch a film at like 7 p.m. Tango Ice Blast, large sweet popcorn.
You know what? I went to the cinema, how long ago now? Maybe like 4 or 5 days ago to watch that new film, Tenet. I don't know how to pronounce it.
What's it
that
about?
New film that everyone was confused about because it basically is a movie that goes in time but then goes back in time at the same time and everyone's right. like, oh, what the hell's happening, blah, blah, blah. And that's the first time I've been to the cinema since lockdown. So I was a bit like, okay, you have to wear your mask in the cinema.
I do. You?
But I was excited for my Tango Ice Blast. Come to find, they've changed the branding. I don't know if it's everywhere, but at this cinema that I went to, it went a Tango Ice Blast, that's for sure.
What?
But, they rebranded it to Ice. I don't know what that is.
So is
it's
it
not Tango?
Does it taste the same?
Nope, not at all. It's different syrups. It's different. Like it's the same red and blue, but it ain't Tango Ice Blast.
Oh my!
And I was like, you guys have just betrayed me.
Right, like I've had a lot of bad news this year, but I think you telling me that might just top it off as like.
The Let's one. Hope it's just that one because.
But that's like the only good part of a cinema.
No, honestly, I agree with you. It really is.
Like, I have very much before in this life turned up to a cinema just to buy a Tango Ice Blast and leave. Like,
I mean, I'd do the exact same thing, but not with this new brand in hand.
Oh my God. Wait, what? I'm actually distraught about that information. That is a lot to take in a process right now emotionally.
Welcome to 2020, honey.
but in the cast, he is joining Florence Pugh. Who I, one film I did watch the other day, I think this was like 2 or 3 weeks ago now, is a film that which she starred in called Midsommar. Have you heard of it?
Oh, yes. Wait, is that the scary film?
It's like, it's not like a scary movie, but like, it's weird. Like, so it's basically about that she goes on this trip. It's like a festival in Iceland. I think it's Iceland. And it's sort of like this like community and they have like this ceremony called like a Mayflower Queen. And they all, like, dance and stuff. But it's a terrifying film. Like people die, but you watch people die. And it's just...
Okay.
I am not... Like, as I've literally just said, I am very much, like, a realistic film. Something that I can relate to. You know, something easy, light, breezy. I can have a few giggles. I'm thinking very much like a chick flick.
Yeah.
And I was at my friend Flossie's house, and she was like, no, I've watched this film before. And I was like, I don't like serious films. I don't like scary films. I don't like... films which can't happen in real life. She was like, no, trust me, this film is amazing. Like, even if you don't like it, you're still gonna like this. So I was like, I'm gonna give you a chance, you know.
From
the kindness of my heart, I'm gonna offer you the chance. Never again. I'm never trusting anyone again for any movie recommendations.
But that sounds like a bit of me, that movie, so I might have to go watch it. I thought it was something else, but
I mean,
this one is sounding a little bit up my street.
It's like, it's a good film if you like that kind of stuff. Like,
yeah,
it's not realistic, but it's like the shots are really nice. It's very scenic. You know, I'm talking about like a windows background scenic, like,
oh, okay.
like beautifully shot. But it's a lot. It was a lot to take in.
Meanwhile, I'm like, add that to my list. Check.
Pop-up podcast, every week we go through a trending list, which is everything that's been on our radar in the celeb world and pop culture. And at the top of this week's trending list, Rihanna has announced Savage X Fenty Volume 2, fashion show number 2, because she had a first fashion show, which came to Amazon Prime. Number 2 is coming, and guest performances have been confirmed by Travis Scott, Bad Bunny, LMA, Roddy Ricch, and Rosalia, and appearances from Normani, Bella Hadid, Lizzo, Rico Nasty, Demi Moore, and more. Pardon the pun.
Wow.
I'm excited.
My absolute babes. I love Rihanna. Like, I have to stand. That woman, she's a woman.
she is just great. The woman. She actually is.
The fact that she could create her whole empire. Oh, I just love her so much.
It's actually mad when you deep how much she's expanded over everything. Because obviously people think music, Fenty Beauty, Savage Fenty, all that. But like, people forget she went through a whole acting phase. It was like
she's dipped into everything but music, and I'm just like, well, where's the music at, hon? Where is it? But really and truly, I have to give her props because, you know, she's built this whole Fenty Beauty, Fenty Skin, Savage X Fenty. So you have to give it to her. And she, there's no music.
And she's got the clothing line as well, Fenty, which have you ever like looked at it before?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Amazing.
It's also beautiful. And I remember I saw a coat. I can't remember who I saw a coat on. I was literally like, if there is one thing I need in my life, it is this coat. I went on, I was like, oh, okay, it's probably about 3 months worth of mortgage to buy this coat.
So, it's very much really, near that.
I love you, sis, but like, but very excited for the show.
Prices, yeah.
Yeah, prices are tier wrenching. Is that weird? Yeah. Wait, that is not the same. What is the same? Tier jerking? Is that the same?
I mean, you could use that. Tier jerking is...
What is like, this?
You're coming towards...
Okay, maybe that's what I was looking for. It's definitely not tear retching. That's like not even, I don't even think that makes grammatical sense.
I'm trying to think of the actual term. Yeah, let's not go there.
Yeah, swiftly moving on. Next up on the trending list, Ashley Tisdale has announced she is pregnant. Very excited for her. Ashley Tisdale is just, like, she's just stayed in her lane since Disney Channel.
Oh, no, honestly, she's a queen, like...
She's remained unproblematic, and look at where she has gotten her. Mm-hmm. She's aged with grace and is now pregnant the happily.
Exactly. Oh, I remember watching her on Disney Channel. And now she's pregnant. Wow, I'm getting old, child. I'm getting old.
I don't think she ever gets the credit she deserves. Like, she went through it on Disney Channel. She did all three High School Musicals. She did The Suite Life of Zack and Cody, and she did Phineas and Ferb. She was really, like...
She was fully on it.
Yeah.
And now she has the chance to just chill and enjoy her pregnancy. I know. Oh, nice.
And I will always say, actually, ever since when I watched High School Musical, when it was on Disney Channel, all my friends at school were always like, oh yeah, I'm like Gabriella, like Troy should end up with Gabriella. I was always rooting for Sharpay. Sharpay was making...
I was the complete opposite.
Sharpay was making business moves for Troy. Like, she was setting him up with meetings to further his singing career, his basketball career. She was helping him. And what was Gabriella doing? Like, whining. She was just so whiny.
Meanwhile, I was the basic being like, oh my god, stop it, and Troy. Like, I ship them so much. And meanwhile, you're just like, yeah, Sharpay. Yeah. Whoops.
I mean, I feel like half of my personality is literally based off Sharpay Evan. So, spiritual connection to her. Megan Thee Stallion has got her first ever UK number one. WAP went to number one this week.
Iconic.
We have talked a lot about the trials and tribulations 2020 has given us this year, but I take everything I have said back. My number one like beef that I have with 2020 is that I will never get to hear that song in a club.
I know. Oh my god. Please don't go there, because I'm actually emotional, because hon, imagine the vibe in the club whilst that comes on.
Imagine
everyone,
like,
be screaming it.
Please imagine, like, you were just like, yeah, whatever, and then you just hear, there's some whores in this house.
Oh, like, my gosh, everyone would be like, ah. You know what? I actually find myself randomly doing a TikTok dance in the middle of, like, IKEA. It's so funny. Because that song is so catchy. Like,
it is.
And
it
so
is
the dance.
That's what I do think, though. I'm like, I was thinking, if we did actually get into a club and the song did come on, would there be about, like, 50% of the club population on the floor doing the
probably that'd be one of those. It's been too long, hon. I got enjoy.
And at the bottom of this week's trending list, we have the Spice Girls, who are rumouring for another reunion, but once again without Victoria Beckham, without Posh. And at this point, I don't care what they have to do, I don't care what they have to offer Vic. I mean, Vic is very much, I feel like she doesn't need it, but they can't do another reunion without her at this point.
Without her, because it's not the same. It's like Pice Girl without the S, because she's not there. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. But she's probably asking for some big bucks.
Yeah.
Or maybe she just doesn't want to be involved.
I feel like she's like very classy now.
Yeah.
I really cannot imagine Victoria Beckham up on stage in like a Union Jack all-in-one jumpsuit singing, it's "If true. You Want to Be My Lover."
It's true. She's gone to bigger and better things. She's like, it's not a bit of me, hon.
Yeah. You know, I mean, also she's got like her whole family going. She's got it all sorted out for her. So
it's true.
I mean, I do understand where it's coming from, but I don't know. I don't know what they have to offer her. Whether it's money, whether it's
nothing like, at this point.
Just she's beg. Just okay,
like, that ain't my brand, honey.
You
that
do
ain't
you.
My brand anymore. Trust me.
Next up, every episode on the Pop-Up Podcast, we finish the show with a poll. And this week's poll, in lockdown, a woman was so distraught that Greggs was shut. I don't know if you saw this. She got the Greggs logo tattooed on her.
I saw that.
And I feel like I read somewhere, I don't know if it was like a petition to say that the woman deserves free... No, it was actually, this is what it was. It was a tweet, like someone quote tweeted it and was like, if this woman doesn't get free sausage rolls for her entire life now, like, it's a joke. And then I've also seen other people before, like this woman got a, her, like her local club, like, you know, it's when clubs stamp your wrists for entry.
Yeah, yeah.
She got her like local club's stamp tattooed on her wrist. And they gave her free entry for life for that.
People are crazy.
My question
is...
That
makes no sense.
Well, my question is, would you, for your favourite restaurant, and I'm talking about any restaurant in this world, like, we can talk about, like, Hakkasan, like, we're talking whatever, get the logo tatted on you, even in a place in private, for free meals for the rest of your life? From that one restaurant.
That's a sticky one. I mean, I'd definitely consider it. I'm not, if it was in a place that you can't see,
yeah,
I might be like, okay, maybe. But then when you think about it, a tattoo is there for life.
Yeah.
Like, that's not no little
sticker. It's not going to come off in 5 to 10 washes.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's there for life. Imagine you're getting married and you have Nando's logo on your back. Like, how class is that?
Oh my god.
I'd actually have to think about that. Like,
a little cut out detail on the back just to peek the Nando's logo coming through.
Exactly, just that little Nando's branding for you.
Yeah, I, you know what? I originally, when I first thought the question, I was like, I would in a place that I didn't know, but I think living with that for the, like, when I get to 50 and potentially like having a family, I could be sat at a dinner table being like, I am sat at a dinner table right now, knowing full well in me that I have got, like, McDonald's tattooed on me. Like, the shame that I would feel at a kitchen dinner table.
And imagine now you have to tell your kids and your grandkids and their grandkids, oh, yeah, my granddad got a tattoo on his ass or Nando's logo or McDonald's. Like,
no, it's ridiculous behaviour, actually. I can't even... I'm quite disappointed in myself that I was even considering it to begin with, because when I first thought of the question, I was like, yeah, no, if it's somewhere that... I can't see I'm going to be very much on board with that if it's free meals, but I'm ashamed of myself that I jumped to the conclusion that quickly.
No, hon, that was literally, it's literally me. I'm just like, free meals for the whole, the rest of your life doesn't seem too bad. The amount of money that I'd probably save. But then in the big scheme of things, hon, no, probably not.
But let us know what you think over on our Instagram at Pop-Off Podcast. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. This was so fun. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad you had a good time. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. As always, if you did enjoy it, please make sure you remember to subscribe. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Global Player, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcasts. Leave a review if you did enjoy it, and I'll see you next Monday for a brand new episode. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Get 3 pieces of original recipe chicken, fries, and your choice of side for just $4.49 at KFC. That's a serious size meal for a seriously small price. The original recipe deal for just $4.49. Do the deal until the 28th of April, only at KFC.
Participating restaurants only. T's and C's apply.